comic books, movies, TV, and more. Nerds are everywhere. It's time to assemble! It's Nerds United, a Jittery Monkey podcast. Here's your host, Greg Mahochko.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Nerds United on the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. I'm Greg Mahochko.
And I'm Mike Luther.
And this is the show. Hi, everybody. I'm sure I was going to go somewhere with
you. Forgot
that.
What you normally do?
What do I normally do?
Usually you praise how great I am. You have a song for me.
How did I forget my co-host of the year, Mike Luther?
Yeah, thank you. That's better.
The song goes a little something like this. He's the co-host of the year, and he has a sweet beard.
That's good. That's perfect. Yes, I'm growing my beard out. It's a winter beard.
Are you going to shave it in springtime? Or maybe not shave it, trim it back?
Trim it, yeah. Yeah, I finally figured out March 20th is the first day of spring, so I think that's going to be the day, and it's going to be getting a big old trim, which I know is going to suck. Not, I don't care emotionally about it, but just actually physical trimming, because that's going to take a while.
Get some electric clippers.
I have those, of course.
And just start with, you know, like the foreguard and work your way down.
Oh, it's going to be at least the foreguard. I might even have to take like scissors just for a bit to it.
Don't be a pansy, Mike.
No, I'm saying it's like,
nobody needs scissors.
Foreguard is like, probably even right now it's at a foreguard.
All right, here's what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. You'll come to the house.
Okay.
We'll do it live on Facebook.
Okay.
And I'll do it.
No, definitely not.
No, it's happening.
No, for sure not. I'll do it here. I'll do it live on Facebook.
No.
Nobody wants to watch that, though.
I'm going to do it.
I don't know if I trust you.
Trust me. Famous last words. So, this is the first time we got together in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
We had they say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. But
true.
We had some really solid intentions of getting together last Friday night.
Yes.
And then I messaged you Friday morning and said, hey, let's not. I feel like shit.
Right. And which wouldn't have mattered much anyway, because Friday night we had a huge snowstorm.
Yeah, that afternoon it started coming down.
Yeah, about 2 o'clock, I think.
And, kept snowing until sometime Sunday, I think.
Oh, yeah.
It was crazy. Yeah. Come to find out, my son loves the snow.
Okay, good.
And hates when you pick him up and bring him inside from the snow.
Okay.
Sorry to the neighbors who heard that.
All right.
Fit. I don't know if I caught, going back to why I felt like crap, I don't know if I caught something that, like, you know, had me under the weather.
Right.
I do know a contributing factor happened Thursday night.
Okay.
Thursday night, we were all feeling lazy. Not wanting to cook,
right.
So we did frozen pizza.
Okay.
No big deal. Put two different types of frozen pizza in, one for my wife and son and one for me and my son, if he wanted, you know,
right.
Sample of both. He didn't want any of the pizza that I put in. It was, now it's not a huge, you know, pizza, and of course everybody listening can't see it, but it was 7-8 inches diameter.
What type of pizza? I'll know.
It was a Chicago-style deep dish.
Okay, first of all, yeah, that's big.
Yeah.
Just deep dish in general.
Right.
Okay.
I made the mistake.
Okay.
Of eating the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
What I know is that from Thursday night to this past Thursday morning, I lost 9 pounds.
Oh, wow. Shit, I wish I could do that.
largely because I think at last Thursday night, I was at my height because I'd eaten that whole pizza.
Right.
And then, you know, I felt horrible Friday, horrible Saturday, you know, started to get a little bit better Saturday. And Sunday was just, you know, and then I started working again, you know, on Monday and not eating as much. So, yeah, it was a tremendously successful accidental diet plan.
I eat whole pizzas all the time and don't lose any weight, so I'm not sure how your diet plan works.
But do you feel like hell for the next 3 days?
I feel bad after eating the whole thing, so I'm like, maybe I should have saved it. for food later, but I don't really feel bad.
I've come to the conclusion that there's like frozen pizzas that you can eat the whole thing of and feel all right.
Yeah.
My go-to, if, you know, especially when I was younger, the whole pizza was DiGiorno.
Okay.
Red Baron is a good second.
Yeah.
Jack's is okay.
Yeah, definitely. That's what me and my cousin usually get.
And I haven't had a Tombstone pizza in 20 years, probably.
I used to get Jack's all the time. I used to get Jack's all the time or Tony's Pizza. Which, Tony's Pizza is really good. Now what I get, they have it at Walmart, and it's St. Louis style, and it's called Lucia's.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that. We've had that a couple times.
Yeah, I get that.
The one that my wife gets is from, it's like a Chicago tavern thing, and it's called the Home Run Inn.
I've seen the box for it.
And they're not bad. It's just that I got burnt out of them. I don't think the sauce itself has a lot of flavor to it.
Right.
And I think the crust, while okay, is just that. It's okay. But she seems to like it, and you know our son will eat it, so
there you go.
You got to suck it up sometimes.
Now, it's just shaped like a baseball, what's it called, plate?
No, it's shaped like a circle.
Is it? Because the box, isn't the box in a baseball plate?
No, it's in a square. The frozen pizzas are the only, seriously, it's the only substance I know on Earth that you can put a round peg in a square hole.
What's it called again?
Home Run in Pizza.
I know.
He's looking on his phone. He doesn't take my... I could almost probably go out to the deep freeze and find one, but...
No, because maybe I'm thinking of something else.
Maybe you... Here's something that is chapping my ass. Months ago, it's like September, neighborhood kid comes over and you know it's like a fundraiser thing through the school, you know, and you can order these pizzas,
right.
and you know they got the whole menu thing there. So I wrote a check for $40.
Okay.
And I'm glad I wrote a check and not like hand over cash.
Yeah.
And wrote it out to the school. And that was, like I said, 3-4 months ago.
Oh wow.
The check still hasn't cleared.
Okay.
And we haven't received pizza or our chocolate goodies that I ordered. So I'm wondering what's going on because I really, you know, those. Here's the thing. This is the fact. Fundraiser pizzas are fantastic pizzas.
Absolutely.
They're doing something right.
I forget what the name of the pizza was, but last year, this girl that I worked with, she was selling pizzas for her son or something like that. And I ordered one of them, or two of them, maybe. I can't remember. But anyway, they came in, and one night I ate it. It was by far the best pizza I've ever had in my life.
Years ago when we were in the JC's in Mount Vernon, we did fundraiser pizzas. And one Saturday, you know, morning to afternoon, we were at wherever, you know, school making the pizzas.
Right, right.
We made the pizzas.
Oh, you made? Okay, okay.
And I'm making the pizzas the way, you know, like there's, I don't want to say an instructor, but somebody, you know, make sure you don't run out of ingredients.
Yeah. All right.
You know, 15 pepperonis.
Yeah, right, right.
And I'm making the pizzas the way I want the pizza. I'm like, all right, 25 pepperonis.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It was fun. So we have a few things to talk about. I mean, just a few.
Yeah, I'd say so.
I don't know how many.
We always say what we're going to talk about, and then we talk about something else. So,
first of all, let's talk about what we're drinking tonight, because we went back to an old favorite.
Yeah, that's why I got it. Got the OG Classic.
OG Classic.
We are drinking a Shock Top Belgian White, which is a Belgian-style wheat ale brewed with citrus, peels, and coriander.
If you have been listening ever since Mike came aboard, which is Mike's mom and family. And,
yep.
Those being the ones who have just come on since last summer.
Right.
That was the thing. Every recording night, it was Belgian White night.
Yeah.
Now, I have in my fridge, because I also got beers.
Right.
And I have the New Belgium Accumulation.
Okay.
Which is it is the favorite beer of friend of the show, Tom Skoll.
Oh, so we should definitely not drink that then.
Actually, I had one earlier today. Quite good.
Oh.
It is a white IPA.
Okay.
Accumulation, when you think of accumulation, you think of snow.
Right, right, yeah.
It is a winter IPA. Really, really fantastic. Like I said, and I'm not a big IPA guy, but there's just something in there that takes away some of that bitterness.
Okay.
So and it's Tom's favorite.
Okay.
So I had to pick it up. I think I've tried it before, but didn't remember it.
Right, right.
I have another beer in there that also comes as a recommendation from our friends at Tom and Jim's Top Five, and that is the Great Lakes Brewing Company Elliott Ness. It is right. An amber lager. Amber, I don't know. It's in there.
Okay.
And I picked that up at Beast Craft Barbecue in Belleville.
Oh, I still gotta go there.
Got some carry out, and all you right. They have a. Here's the thing. They have I said, can I buy some beverages to take home? And the guy was like, yeah. I said, let me see that menu. Because I wanted to get a couple of the Ace Pineapple ciders for my wife.
Okay.
And a couple of beers for me, for our dinner. And they said, oh yeah, and it's buy three get one free. I said, I'll take eight.
All right. Yeah. Definitely.
What's better than one free beer?
Yeah.
Two free beers.
Yes.
No, I only took four home. So I got her a couple of those pineapple ciders and a couple of the Elliott Nesses for myself. And true to form, those guys on the Tom and Jim's Top Five, they know their beer. And maybe I'm saying something about them. Maybe they have drinking problems.
Probably.
I mean, one of them lives in Cleveland, so he has to.
Yeah, basically.
And the other one lives in Minnesota.
That's even worse. By the way, I don't know which one it is. But I'm just telling you, Minnesota, that's all you can do there is drink. There's nothing else to do there. Literally nothing else to do. There's snow. Sorry, I'm not trying to talk shit. There's snow up there, and it's cold. You're going to stay inside, and you're going to drink. That's it.
This is a question that you can't answer.
Well, we'll see.
This is a question better served for Tom Skoll. Or
I'll answer for him. Go ahead.
If you've got a fireplace in that house,
okay,
that thing's pretty much got to be running all the time, right?
Yes, absolutely.
On my route recently, I say when I drive to the rural areas, I don't mean that in any disparaging way, but I get that old school smell, people have wood burning fireplaces, wood burning furnaces.
Right.
I'm like, oh, that smells really nice. I think in my next house, which I hope is out in the country.
Okay.
Yeah. I have a wood burning. And I got to thinking, I'm like, what else I like? Electricity.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
So there's something nice about it. But, at the same time, it's like, if we can blend, the rustic type style with a little bit of modernity.
Right.
I'm all right with that.
Yeah.
So.
No, but yeah, you have to have the fireplace running at all times.
The problem with the fireplace we have here is it's a gas fireplace. There's no chimney, so all the heat comes out, which is fine. I mean,
that's what it's supposed
design.
To do, yeah.
But it really only heats the front room and kitchen.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit over in the front, where you come in the front door, but there's no heat going upstairs.
In Minnesota, for that reason, it's actually mandatory that you have three fireplaces per room. Only one in the bathroom, though.
A fireplace, it'd have to be on a timer, but a fireplace in the bedroom,
mm-hmm.
be kind of nice.
Yeah.
Maybe that bear rug down there,
that's right.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
It's a dream. welcome to the show.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about a few things. We're going to talk about something that I actually wanted to talk about before Christmas, but we didn't, and then we got to our very special Christmas special.
Yes.
Featuring Nolan.
Yes.
And then we've only had one show since then. So in the first half of December, a trailer dropped. It's not something that I was anticipating. I didn't know anything about it. Before I state it, I want to set up. We talked about Man of Steel and Mark Miller's comic book response to that in Huck, where he went for that very... simplistic, down-home, good person hero in the character Huck. As an origin story, the movie that we're about to discuss, or the trailer anyway, that's a movie's coming out this Memorial Day, is from producer James Gunn, of course, of Guardians of the Galaxy fame, and it is essentially the Superman origin story, but, and friend of the show, Josh put it best when he said, instead of having John Schneider for a dad, like in Smallville, you get Roy from the warehouse.
Yeah.
And that's why we get Brightburn.
Yep, Brightburn.
And it is a little hellion of a 10-year-old alien on a farmer, you know, who can fly and super strength and heat vision. And it's essentially Superman. I mean, they even use the onomatopoeia, the alliteration, you know, like Clark Kent. His name is Brandon Byers.
Yeah.
And he's just, you know, there's something a little bit off with him, and it's a horror movie. I mean, it's a superhero horror movie.
It's essentially if Superman was evil, you know. They even set it up.
Well, thanks for dumbing it down.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's basically what it is. If Superman was evil, the origin story. They even set up the filmography of it, or the, I don't know, say filmography of it, but just in the trailer, if you watch it, it seems very, Superman-like.
Yeah.
Right? Just the shots of it and everything.
You know, the alien craft that you know, is carrying an infant.
Yeah.
That you know, falls down in the woods, and, or not falls down, but, you know, lands, crashes down in the woods, and like I said, there's Roy from the warehouse, of course, in the hit TV show The Office, and Elizabeth Banks is the mom.
Yeah.
And she's, you know, I've yet to see her in anything that she wasn't fantastic.
Yeah. She was in Knocked Up, which she was great in.
40-year-old virgin.
40-year-old virgin. Zach and Mary make a porno.
Here's one that, when I say it, will surprise a lot of people.
Okay.
Pitch Perfect.
She was in that, yes.
And she was good.
I'm sure she was.
I mean, you can...
I'm not going to watch Pitch Perfect, but,
well,
you know.
You know, I did.
Let me
rephrase. It was on. My wife was watching it.
It was on because you turned it on. And
she was in the Hunger Games.
Yes.
Movies.
She was. Yes.
Let's see here. She's going to be in Charlie's Angels later this year.
Okay. That's going to. She. I'm sure she's going to be good in that. That movie's not going to be good.
I don't know anything about what they're planning.
Doesn't matter. It's not going to be good.
I have not seen. Did you see the Happy Time Murders?
No.
That's the Muppet, like the R-rated Muppet movie?
No, I heard horrible reviews on it, though.
No intrigue?
If it's on Netflix and I'm bored and I got nothing else to do, I'll turn it on.
That's tough to say because that's like, you know, if it's on Netflix and there's nothing else on Netflix, time out, rewind.
Yeah.
There's a million other options on Netflix.
Yeah.
I think I would probably watch it. I just don't know. I'm not like a huge I'm gonna say this, and we'll talk about it later in the show. But like, you know, the sentiment that, you know, the latest Ghostbusters, the all female Ghostbuster movie, oh, it ruined my childhood. No, it didn't.
Right? Yeah.
Those movies that you loved are still there.
Yeah, they still
you
exist.
You know, the same. I can't remember what they were talking about, but, you know, quoting or paraphrasing Alan Moore, the great, you know, comic book writer, graphic novel author, you know, they said, what do you think about what these, you know, what Hollywood did? Did they ruin your thing? He's like, they didn't ruin it. I can always, you know, pick that book up and go back to it.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's not like it's like, oh, they ruined Muppets for me. But at the same time, when I hear Muppets, I associate that with childhood.
Of
you know,
course.
Like Sesame Street and, you know, the Muppet Show and things like that. So when they do an R-rated, you know, movie with Muppets, I'm like, I think kids are going to say, be like, oh, look, sweet, it's Muppets. Hey, wait a minute.
Well, I'm okay, yeah, but they make it very clear that it's not for children. But here's the thing. That whole concept of the R-rated Muppets, that works for a 15-minute, or not even 15-minute, okay, at most 15-minute sketch. That's funny for 15 minutes, maybe.
They did that, like, what was it, Crank Yankers?
Right, exactly. Okay. Something like that. That works for that. It doesn't work for an hour and a half movie, right?
No, that's fair.
Yeah.
All right, so looking at, continuing on Elizabeth Banks' IMDb, and as Mike abandons... I will take an accumulation, sir. We are... Ooh, two accumulations. There you go, Mike. I think you'll be most finding it most joyous. Yes, we do. No, it's a topper, real one. Drawer on the right. Yada yada yada. Do you appreciate, listener at home, my one man banter? All right. So
don't worry, fans. I'm back.
So here's a movie that I haven't seen that Elizabeth Banks was in.
Okay.
Magic Mike XXL.
Don't lie, you've seen that. You told me all about it. You recommended it to me.
That's a lie.
You said, Mike, you can't come over for another podcast unless you watch my favorite movie called Magic Mike XXL.
That's a lie. Here's another one that she's been in that I have seen. I'm going to have to take back that statement that I made about, you know, everything that she, you know, she's good and everything.
Okay.
Power Rangers from a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, okay, that wasn't horrible, though.
Okay, here was my problem with that movie. And, by the way, you can see two of the original Power Rangers this April at the Cape Comic-Con.
Okay.
Cape Girardeau. Black Ranger. And okay. the original Red Ranger.
Oh, nice.
I don't remember their actors' names.
The Black Ranger was Marcus.
Nope.
The Red Ranger
was, I remember the Red Ranger's
Billy.
Billy was the Blue Ranger.
No, his real name is Billy. Billy Joe Johnson played the Red Ranger. Look it up.
No. Amy Jo Johnson played the Pink Ranger.
And they're brothers.
Brothers.
What? Brothers, brother and sister. Brother and sister.
Jason was the Red Ranger.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say Anthony was the Black Ranger. That's going back over 20 years. And
no, it can't be Anthony.
Damn it. No, hold on.
You might be right. I have no clue. I can't even guess. By the way, welcome to the IMDb podcast where we just look up stuff on IMDb.
It's better than looking it up on Wikipedia.
That's, well, maybe.
All right. So, Jason. David Frank. No, yeah. He played the Red Ranger. No, that's not right at all. Jason David Frank is the Green Ranger.
He played the Green Ranger and the White Ranger.
Yeah, but hold on. We're getting off.
We're looking for the Black Ranger, right?
No, we're looking for the...
We're looking for the Black Ranger.
Amy Jo Johnson. It should be easier than this. Why is it taking so long? Austin St. John was the Red Ranger, and his name was Jason.
Yeah, yeah.
Walter like Jones said. Was the Black Ranger, and his name was, or his character's name
was.
Well, I've got to get to it. Stop being mean.
Black Ranger. Hey, Google. Oh shit! Oh, that actually worked. It usually doesn't work for me.
Zach.
Yes, Zach.
And his course power was the Mastodon. Did you know that?
No, no. But I, by the way, I looked it up way after you, and I almost found it before you did.
Almost, but not quite.
Because I went to Google. I just took a Black Ranger.
Yeah, but this is the IMDb podcast, not
that's true,
the
that's
Google
true.
Podcast.
It was we went from the Elizabeth Banks podcast to the IMDb podcast.
Now, it's the beer drinking accumulation, which I hope we don't get much of this weekend. Let me just say.
It's supposed to start tonight, I think, with rain, freezing rain, which hopefully it doesn't start until after I get home.
I looked at the forecast as well, and we must be looking at two different forecasts because everything said above freezing.
Okay. Okay.
Overnight in until after my wife got home from work.
Oh, okay.
And that's what I'm keeping my finger.
Perfect.
She said, I better not get stranded. I said, you're not going to get stranded. I have 4-wheel drive. If you can't get out, I can get you. She said,
yeah.
I don't want you to have to go get our son out. And I said, I don't want you to have to stay another 12 damn hours at the hospital yeah, when you don't have to. I'm not going to lose that argument. I'm sorry.
All right, yeah.
So anyway, Brightburn.
Okay, oh yeah, Brightburn. when sure. does it come out? I forget.
Memorial Day.
That's right, Memorial Day. Are you going to see that in theaters?
No.
Okay, same.
And the reason being, our friends over at Positive Cynicism were talking about this. It was Chad and Eric, and they were talking about, you know, pop culture. The topic was, you know, when fan, I don't know, the cost of being a fan or the cost right. of fandom, things like that. And Chad was saying that, you know, he goes to the movies and it's $17.50 a shot.
Yeah.
And, you know, living in L.A., that's not including, you know, parking at some theaters yeah. and everything else. I mean, we get kind of spoiled here. Like, we can go see a show downtown Belleville for about $5 a head.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the best theater.
Right, exactly.
It, you know, the yeah. Lincoln Theater in Belleville, it's a fine theater. It's yeah. just old. You yeah. know, they don't haven't done many renovations. But you can also go to, you know, O'Fallon and probably get in for $10 or $12 maybe.
Depends when you go.
Okay, fair yeah. enough. There's a theater that we used to go to when we lived out in Salem. It's an AMC theater, and on Tuesday nights, you could get in for $2.
Oh, nice.
And you could, so we'd go, you know, if there was a movie we wanted to see, and Tuesday night worked that week, we're going to go see a show on Tuesday night. So, I mean, a lot of that's regional. Like, I don't think it costs $17.50 to go to a movie around here normally.
Right. Yeah, yeah, you're right, yeah.
But, you know, in talking about the cost of everything, and they said, you know, maybe the cost is keeping, you know, some people away, and they said, you know, as Chad does, and you can follow Chad at Chad Smart on Twitter. There you go, Chad. But, you know, joining that conversation, and do you go to the movies and or not, and if not, why? I've said before, the reason I don't go to the movies as often is because it's tough to find a sitter.
Right, yeah, you know? Yeah, it's understandable.
We've seen, we saw the Grinch animated movie.
Okay, yeah, same.
On at the end of November in theaters, and we took our son to see that, and then we took him to Grandma and Grandpa's, and we went and saw Aquaman.
Oh, yep.
So, I mean, a few weeks ago, I guess it was New Year's Eve. That's
yeah.
when it was. Yep. So, you know, so those are the two times we've been in the movies, but, I mean, that's the biggest factor that kind of keeps us away from the movies, and I don't need to... Maybe this is just me, you know, and Eric made a good point. He said, you know, if you have a big enough screen and the right surround sound and things like that, he said, you can just wait a few, you know, months and get the movie and watch at your home theater, and you don't necessarily need that, you know, theater environment because you almost have that replicated at home. And to an extent, I understand that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if there's not like the spectacle of, you know, an Aquaman or an Avengers or, you know, something like that, I'm probably not going to go to the show.
I'm the same.
I'm not going to go to the show to see a comedy that
no.
that doesn't
yeah,
have,
definitely not.
You know, it doesn't have any, or even a drama, you know,
no.
that doesn't offer a reason to be blown away.
Right.
You know, but like we were talking before we started recording, in March we get Captain Marvel. In April,
it Fifth, was, yes.
April 5th, we get
Shazam.
At April 26th, we get Avengers Endgame.
Yes.
And in at the end of May, you know, there's that Brightburn that we talked about. July 5th is Spider-Man Far From Home.
Yes.
And aside from Brightburn, I mean, I'd like to see all those movies in theater.
Oh, absolutely.
I probably
yeah.
won't.
You probably won't. I will, but.
I mean, you know. Thanks for inviting me.
I mean, you're always invited.
Oh, now you tell me.
I'm just saying. I'm trying to figure out.
You're trying to find an excuse to not.
No. I'm thinking of so I don't know if any of this is actually going to happen. My sister messaged me, I think she put it on Facebook, maybe. And it was the movie trailer for Spider-Man Far From Home. And she's like, you should plan on being here when this comes out so you can take Jeff and all the kids. Because all that my niece mm-hmm. well, nephews and niece like Spider-Man.
Well, they're all smart. I mean,
yes,
they all
yes.
have Nerds United gear.
Absolutely. That is
and
very true.
And you can do it at jitterymonkey.com/shop.
Oh, speaking of that, do you know anything about a sale coming up?
No, but I can look at it.
Oh, just because I thought you had said...
I did, but that was like the beginning of the year. And I
thought you said it was supposed to be sometime after January. Hopefully we didn't miss it.
Probably, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not too good with...
I should have reminded you, because I was waiting, because I was going to get another shirt when the sale comes.
Hold on. Well, we can
yeah.
continue talking.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so, Spider-Man Far From Home trailer. good. Yeah, that'd be great if, that's our if that was our podcast. We just want something good. Probably get a million listeners. We only get 500,000 now.
Way to go.
All right. Do we see anything?
20%. Oh, now's the time.
Okay.
Goodbye. Right now. 20% off t-shirts.
Ends when?
Ends the 20th.
Which is?
2 days from now.
Okay. All right, people. Is there a code they have to use? I'm so glad you're so up on this stuff.
Shirt 19.
Shirt 19 is the code.
Shirt 19. It'll probably give you that option to check out.
Okay.
If I had to guess.
All right, people. Buy some stuff.
Buy some stuff. Go to jitterymonkey.com/... No, yeah.
Yes.
Slash shop.
Yes.
So, or just go to jitterymonkey.com and on the right-hand side, where you see shop, click it. Mike's probably going to put a halt on the whole damn show and order his shirt right now. The question is, Mike, what shirt are you going to get?
I'm going to get the one of us, the duo.
Nice.
Yes. I want to get one for myself. I'm going to get the long sleeve one. I want to get one for my son as well, but I don't know what size he is. I will see. I think like if I get him a t-shirt, it's a large. Mm-hmm. But sometimes if his mom gets him one, it's a medium.
So weird.
Yeah. What are we talking about now?
We're going to talk about the Spider-Man Far From Home trailer.
Okay.
Which was fantastic. And you were saying that this was common knowledge, but thanks for, you know, cluing me in. I had no idea that, A, Jake Gyllenhaal was in the movie, and, two, that he was playing Mysterio. And, D, we live on the most boring street in America where nothing remotely ever interesting ever happens for your Home Alone.
For someone who has run a podcast about superheroes for the last 3 years, almost 6 years. You do not keep up with the superhero goings on, except for comic book related, yes. Movie related, no.
Mike,
is that why I got brought in?
That's why you got brought in.
That's fine with me. So it works out then.
I used to have a job where all I did was sit at the computer and scroll, you know, social media looking for these, you know, topics to discuss. Right. But looking at my phone and looking at Facebook while I'm driving the truck is not so wise.
Do you have somebody that goes with you?
Nope.
Oh, not anymore? That person's trained or whatever?
No, we...
fired him.
We had a guy who quit.
Oh, yes.
Couldn't cut the mustard.
Yes, quit.
We have another guy who pretty much only gets assigned to me once every 2 weeks when it's a quote-unquote heavy day. And that's all. We've had a couple guys move up the ranks. So another one of our licensed drivers got himself a route, which is pretty nice. And then there's me. And these guns, let me tell you. I'm showing Mike the guns.
They're huge. 24-inch pythons.
You know something, Mean Gene.
Yes.
Ah, may he rest in peace.
Yes, indeed. So, just sidebar here real quick. I go to the Jitter Monkey shop.
Which
you have created.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, and I have to go to page 3 before I even hit Nerds United.
And I'm going
to
tell you why. It's unfortunate, but it does that in order of the designs as they were added.
Okay, well, let's change that.
Unfortunately. Well, you know.
Let's see here.
What you could probably do is go to highlight in your sorting and go to men's products, maybe like long sleeve t-shirts, and you'd probably get... there you go. Nerds United, long sleeve. All you gotta do is sort it.
Well, I'm already there now.
Well, fine, be that way.
But it's good for next time.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely have to go with premium.
I gotta say this.
Yeah.
My wife has the performance tank top.
Right.
That is the Me Funko Pop.
Right.
With the headphones and the little Funko Me wearing the Nerds United shirt. By far, seeing like my, even in a Funko Pop, you know, style, seeing my image on my wife's chest and, you know, torso, the hottest thing she's ever worn.
All right.
There you go.
Yeah.
Lady,
I could definitely see that.
Fellas, if you want to see the hottest thing that your wife has ever worn, get her that performance tank top with my image on it, my Funko Pop image on
it. Yes, and she'll love it.
She'll be very confused.
What if
you might be too.
What if she wore she got the same, instead of just you, it was me and you on there. Is it just as hot?
No offense.
Hotter? It's hotter then?
Can't answer that question.
Is it like you look at it, you see yourself, so you're like, oh, okay, I like this.
And I feel like it would be weird, the position of the Funko Pop heads, because there's two of them.
I don't know where they go.
I mean, if you look at the shirt, if you look at the shirt on the screen,
okay,
you can kind of guess where the what's going to be.
Okay,
I couldn't look at Lefty and be like, "There's Mike."
Okay, some people might though.
Some people,
you know,
she'll never listen to this.
No, that's why I said it. What color do I want?
I don't know. You have options.
I do. I mean, not many. Probably go with black. That's the only thing I like. What color t-shirt does your wife have?
No, she's got the white tank top.
But I mean, it's white.
Yeah,
okay.
That's the only, it comes in white and pink. That's the only option for that performance tank top. Unfortunately,
I'm going with black.
This is some riveting.
Well, we're talking about Spider-Man Far From Home, I believe.
We were.
All right. So, okay, watch the trailer.
We watched it again just before to refresh my memory banks.
So this is one thing. As soon as I watched the trailer, I realized that they have already answered one question that I had.
Yeah, spoiler alert, Marvel.
Yes. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, spoiler, kind of. But this the question was, at the end of Spider-Man Homecoming, Aunt May sees him in his Spider-Man outfit. And it ends.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So my question coming into this was, and I didn't think it would be answered on the trailer. How does he explain it? Or maybe, I honestly was assuming he was just going to be like, oh, this is just a costume, whatever. I'm not actually Spider-Man. You know, come on, Aunt May or whatever. Or he just like webs her in the face and kills her.
That's the thing is that through so much of his history, the comic book history, Peter Parker's been so protective of a secret identity.
Yes.
That those closest to him didn't know that he was Spider-Man. And in doing so, like most superheroes, if they don't, the more people that know about my secret identity, the more the villains can, hurt them to try to get to me type of thing. That old hero mentality, which is nothing wrong with that. So the fact that they just, bam, put it right out on Front Street right away.
Yeah.
Was really kind of shocking, honestly.
Yeah.
And until you mentioned it, I'd forgotten that she had walked in on him in the spider garb.
Oh, yeah. Just right at the very end. Now, in the comic books, doesn't Aunt May, or in some of the comic books, doesn't she know?
I think Mary Jane knows before Aunt May, and the reason being is that Aunt May in the comics is much more like Tobey Maguire's Aunt May in the movies. She's just
old,
like, much older.
Yeah.
So it's one less thing for her to have to worry about. To the point that I think it was in the '90s Spider-Man cartoon that Aunt May's like running down Spider-Man to Peter, and he's like in his monologue, in internal monologue, he's like, oh, if she only knew that that no good critter that she's running down is her nephew Peter, who's going out trying to protect the neighborhood all the time. So there's that dynamic of she never knew. I mean, I'm sure there's some story arcs where she does find out. Probably leads to her untimely demise. It does. No, it's just it's kind of been a well guarded secret with Spider-Man.
I heard, I don't know if it was in a cartoon or comic book or something like that, but that Mary Jane Watson finds out that he's Spider-Man because he was talking in his sleep.
That's possible?
And I don't know what he's... Because if you ever listen to somebody talk in their sleep, they don't make sense. They don't say... It's just like, cat burger or something. Well,
It's not like he's going to... Spider-Man, I'm your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Peter, what?
No, I was sleeping. Seriously, though, I'm Spider-Man. I don't even change my voice. How could you not know?
It's not like Batman. I am Spider-Man.
Right.
Where are they? Speaking of Spider-Man, I read a 6-issue Spider-Man arc last weekend when I was under the weather.
Okay.
And it was, it's 2 issues from 3 different Spider-Man titles, all in like the earlier mid-80s. And it's Kraven's Last Hunt.
Oh, okay.
Have you read that?
I have not personally read it. I know about it, though.
It was fantastic. And the end of it was very bittersweet. And at the time, I was like, they just showed that in a comic book.
Yes.
In the 80s. I was very surprised by that.
Doesn't, if I remember correctly, and I'm not going to say it, doesn't Kraven...
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, which I was not expecting at all.
Yeah.
So,
because
do we need to hide the fact? I mean, it's a 30-plus-year-old story. Do we need to be like, off camera, Mike's making this motion?
No, but we should do podcasts where I just make motions off not camera the entire time.
off microphone
the entire time, and then you just try to figure out what I'm saying.
Next week, Nerds United charades. <edition. laughs> All right.
Okay, 2 words. Sounds like I'm awesome. I'm number one, Greg? Is that what you're saying?
I had nothing to be on that.
The only reason
I'm
knew
not
about,
good at charades.
Me neither. Only reason I know about Kraven's Last Hunt is because they kept talking about possibly making it into a movie, or like adding Kraven as a villain into one of the Spider-Man films.
That would be a good villain to have. I mean, we've had Green Goblin and Hobgoblin and Venom-ish.
Yeah.
We've had...
Doc Ock. Sandman.
The Lizard.
Yeah.
Sandman.
Lizzie the Lizard.
We've had Electro.
Yeah.
We've had Rhino.
Yes.
Briefly.
Yeah. No, we have. Nope.
And we've had... Don't tell me. I already forgot. Oh, Vulture.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we've had quite a few of Spider-Man's rogues.
Yep.
And in a relatively short period of time, I mean, the first Spider-Man movie came out, 2001, I think.
Yeah. 2000.
2001.
No, 2000.
2001.
Look it up, IMDb.
All right. We're going back to...
Spider-Man. The very first with Tobey Maguire, Tobes.
What happens when I'm right?
Came out in 2000. I'll drink this beer.
You're already drinking the beer.
Well, I'll keep drinking it then.
Oh, we're both wrong.
What is it?
2002.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I should have known that because if I really would have thought about it. Wait, really? 2002?
I was a sophomore in college.
I was 2 years away from my son being born, and 2002. I remember seeing it in the theaters. I remember it was one of the first times I went to a movie theater by myself. I was with my son's mom at the time, and she even suggested, she's like, just go and see it. And so I remember twice going to see it.
So we all remember Peter Parker in high school.
Yes.
In the first Spider-Man
Tobes,
movie.
With Tobes.
Yep, with Tobey Maguire. Yep. And Joe Manganiello playing Flash Thompson.
Yep.
And I was like, I mean, Joe Manganiello, I'm not going to lie, he's a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
But he's also, I mean, he's got the gray beard. I mean, I think the ladies call it a silver fox.
Yeah.
I'm similar to that.
I call myself that.
There you are. That's what we're going to rename the show, The Silver Foxes. Maybe nice. That'll just be this episode, IMDb and the silver, IMDb and the Silver Foxes. That's
okay.
What's going to be this episode.
Okay.
But that movie came out in 2002. I don't know when they were filming it, but that dude was born in 76, so he was.
Well, yeah. Well, we talked about this at one. I know at some point in time during one of the podcasts, Tobey Maguire was a 34-year-old man when he played high school. Teenager.
I'm gonna fact check that. I don't think he was that
old. He was born
in 75, so he's a year old.
Yeah, exactly.
So 20, let's say if they were filming in 2000, 2001, you've got a 25-year-old and a 24-year-old playing high school kids. Yeah. That's not right. Just for fun, James Franco, who
is probably
also
just as old.
Born in 78.
Yeah, there you go.
Kirsten Dunst might be a little bit younger.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, you know, she was born in 82, so she's our
okay
age.
Yeah.
So that one's believable.
You know, so
you finally got one right.
So wait, when was Manganiello born and all that?
76.
76.
And 75 for McGuire.
God, that is old.
Yeah.
That's like my sister old.
It's a little older than your sister.
Still.
And the only reason old. I know that, like, I'm not stalking your sister or anything.
Our sister's the same age.
Yeah, they're the same age. So
they're old, yeah.
Yeah, they're old.
Yeah.
And my sister's going to be that age this year.
My sister's going to be, I believe, if I do my math correctly, 53 this year.
She's listening, isn't she?
No, she won't listen at all. Definitely not. No, not this far in.
But we've talked about IMDb.
Yeah, she'll listen maybe 15 minutes.
That's not being a team player.
45 minutes in. Hey, you know what? As long as she clicks on it, we get the views or we get the downloads on it.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
There was I hear thunder.
Heard something.
The thunder rolls and the lightning strikes.
Let's hope it's not raining outside or thundering. But yeah, no, she celebrates. When is it? When is her birthday? June?
I don't know.
June is her 55th birthday. So we got to remember.
My sister's not quite that old, despite being, you know, graduating
right
the same year high.
Yeah.
So obviously your sister got held back.
She got held back quite a bit.
Probably like once every year, every grade. She had to repeat.
They just didn't want her to graduate, which is the thing.
Well, they liked her so much. She's such a friendly person and you know, bubbly in the hallway.
No, it was just a prank on her. Yeah. Huge prank on her. Both my mom and dad told her, you don't get to graduate until you're 40.
Oh, your parents did. I thought it was the school.
Well, and the school went along with it, which is the weird thing. Yeah.
Never mind. I'm not going to ask that.
Go ahead, ask an Olive and answer for it.
I don't want to.
Go ahead. It's fine.
She's going to be 53-ish.
55.
55. What was it like? Never mind. No, I'm
was like growing up with a much older sister?
No, that's not where I was going. And it's a subject matter that's a little too sensitive.
Well, she
perhaps
talked
for this day and age.
She talked about the Civil War a lot.
You know, it's funny because on my other podcast, the Five Heart Podcast, mm-hmm. Haas and I always talk about John and ask him what the Korean War was like.
Okay.
He's not anywhere near old. That's just the joke. Be like, tell us about Teddy and the charge up San Juan Hill, which is a completely different war, obviously. But, you know, just any time we can zing him with something historical like that, and then he'll yell at us and call us bastards. And everybody, even if you don't like Nebraska athletics, I encourage people to check out the Five Heart Podcast. Sometimes it's really fun.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Now, during Christmas time, it was great because she usually tells us stories about, like, the Mayflower and stuff. So
you can ask her for me what it was like being at the first Thanksgiving.
Oh, she knows for sure.
That's what I'm saying. Ask her for me.
Yeah. I mean, she wasn't allowed to eat there.
Because, it was,
she
because she was a woman?
Yeah, yeah. Which I disagree with.
Yeah, that
you know,
obviously.
I disagree with
that again, looking back at historical moments through the lens of today.
Yeah. But she made the food.
I'm sure it was delicious.
Well, no.
Only half the people there died.
That's true. So, I mean, you take what you can get, I guess. You know?
I'm going
Beggars
to
can't be choosers. That's what they said.
I'm going. Oh, at least she wasn't part of the lost colony of Roanoke.
It's sad, you know. But
I'm sure she had some friends who were lost there in Roanoke, Virginia.
Yeah, but also her mind's going now, so she doesn't remember.
So it's all the lost.
Yeah, it's the lost mind, really.
This is the eternal sunshine.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't wait for your mom to listen to this.
My mom will listen to it, and then she'll tell Beth about it, but Beth still won't listen.
Your mom might pull up this part of the episode just to play for her.
She'll just still be bored by it.
And she'll probably never buy shirts again.
She already bought shirts. We already have the money.
true.
Although she is supposed to buy, I don't know, at least Eddie, the one of us.
Yeah.
So, and probably Dean, too.
Might want to get on that while they can save
20%. Yeah, because luckily I asked about it. You have 2 days now. Let's get this podcast out tonight.
We will.
And, oh, yeah.
In all fairness, the sale only started 2 days ago.
Okay, okay.
So it's not like, you know, they're missing a bunch of time.
Right.
All right, so we've talked about Spider-Man.
Well, no, we said one thing about Spider-Man Far From Home trailer, and then we started talking about something else. But look, if you want to watch the Spider-Man Far From Home trailer, people, it's amazing. I've seen it like 10 times already.
I feel like there's more actual topics that we can discuss, but I can't remember any of them now. Ghostbusters!
Yes. This one came out of nowhere. I was telling Greg before the podcast that I like to think that I have my finger on the pulse of a lot of the movies that are coming out. AKA, I knew a year or two ago about Jake Gyllenhaal being Mysterio.
True and current statement right now.
Mm-hmm.
I currently have my finger on the pulse of my wrist.
Oh.
That's some thunder.
That's some thunder. Hold on. Let me see if it's raining outside. I could probably just look here.
You can probably open the door.
Okay, hold on. Let's see.
We're going to open
Stretch.
The door. Oh, he's going to take the microphone with him.
Yep. Not turning it off.
No, you just locked the door.
Okay. Well, figure this out eventually.
It's raining. I can hear it.
Yeah, it's raining.
All right. That means we're just about to wrap up the podcast, folks. But first, we're going to tell you about Ghostbusters.
Yes.
Which I think is awesome. I think it's Jason Reitman is the name. And that's Ivan Reitman's son. He is, I think, writing and producing. Writing and directing. Either way, he's heavily involved. It is going to be set in the OG Ghostbusters world, which we were talking. One of the complaints that I think I had, that you had, that probably most people had with the all-female Ghostbusters, you know, movie from a couple of years ago, was it wasn't, I mean, it might have been set in New York, but it wasn't set in the Ghostbusters world. Like, it wasn't part of the Ghostbusters universe. Yeah. It was just kind
completely
of its own
different
thing.
Yeah.
And I think that hurt it, but at the same time, because that's so beloved, how do you change it so drastically? You know, so
Here's how you do it. And this, I think they were planning, because I think they were planning on doing this for some Ghostbusters reboot. Number one, you have the older cast there, and they pass it down to the younger cast. I mean, they're training the younger cast or whatever, okay? That's one option. Option two is you don't get the older cast in there. However, you mention them, and somehow, we found these proton packs. And, there's a note from Egon, and it says how to use them or whatever, or there's instructions.
Well, Egon would be the ghost in this movie.
Right, well, right. That's true. He could be.
I'm sorry.
Maybe they just use his voice.
I'm sorry, Harold Ramis fans. What I liked about this is we mentioned earlier about things going rural, but they found Ecto-1 in a barn somewhere. So there's got to be a story over the last 30 years of how did the Ecto-1 get from, you know, New York City, Manhattan to a barn, you know, and why is it there? Which one? Would it be Ray who retired and took the car with him?
Right.
I would think that, because that was kind of his baby. I don't know. I mean, I heard about it all in a span of about 24 hours, it came that there was an announcement.
Okay.
And then the next day, the little teaser trailer dropped.
And when we say, first of all, I think it's amazing that we're thinking this much about it. When we say teaser trailer, I mean, this is a true teaser trailer. It tells us nothing.
All it tells us is that Ecto-1 is in a barn somewhere.
But it tells us, absolutely, it tells us nothing, but it's still, it was so great that now I'm intrigued about it. Right,
I think I've said this before. Like when I grew up, maybe this is why I have a hundreds of movies on DVD and Blu-ray now. It's because we didn't have many of them.
Right,
you know, we had a few of them. I remember still, my sister having gone to see the Robin Hood Prince of Thieves movie in theaters, and then, you know, I think for Christmas that year got the VHS.
Right.
But we didn't have – most of the movies that we had were, you know, recorded off the TV or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yep.
And Ghostbusters was one of them. So Ghostbusters was – I don't know how. I think it was one that my aunt, you know, recorded and you know, gave us or something
right.
Because certainly my mom and dad weren't watching. I was the one who would pop in Ghostbusters. And so that was one of the movies that I watched growing up. And so to have this kind of – new energy around it. It's really exciting for me.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, I mean, it was this or Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. And
right,
like,
right.
No offense, Kevin Costner, but as Cary always said in Men in Tights, you don't speak with an English accent.
It's true. So,
you
know. And I forgot what I was going to say now. This teaser trailer has, I think, personally, way more buzz, positive buzz around it than the Ghostbusters reboot trailer.
Do you think that is, and I don't want to get into, you know, the big political, I don't want to say political, but the big social discussion about it, because we're two guys and our opinion doesn't matter. But do you think that that's just because there was so much backlash because it was, you know, a women-led team?
Yes, but I think they marketed the Ghostbusters reboot completely wrong, because their whole focus on it was the whole women-led team. God, there's women. It's all women this time. It's women. It's fine if it's all. I don't even care if this one's all women. But if your main focus is that and not the fact that they're hilarious or what the plot is or anything like that, then of course you're going to have backlash.
And did you see that?
Yeah.
Ghostbusters? I did. Mm-hmm. Was Chris Hemsworth one of the better parts of that movie?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's Thor, so, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
And he had two eyes.
Yeah, it's true.
Two good, working, beautiful
eyes. As far as we know, he did. One of them could be robotic eyes.
It's true.
You know?
Or glass.
Because I believe this Ghostbusters reboot, and it's weird, it technically came out before, but in the timeline, it's actually after Infinity War.
No.
In the timeline, because, yeah, so he does have a robotic eye in that. Because after Infinity War, a lot of people don't know that he comes and he works as a secretary.
Temps.
Yeah, he temps for Ghostbusters.
It's probably why there are so many ghosts, because half the population got wiped
exactly.
out.
Exactly. All connects.
That is some serious stuff to think about as we end this episode. And
this is the earliest we've ever ended an episode. I'm fine with it.
Well, I want to make sure roads are decent for Mike to get home.
Yeah.
So we're going to cut this off under an hour.
Ooh.
Our listenership's going to skyrocket.
I think if we did an 18-hour podcast like we planned, then it'll be good.
By the way, the full 13-hour episode of ABC D-Bags is available.
I saw that.
Holy cow.
Yeah. I didn't even realize it was. I had just pressed play on it. And then they did their little intro, which is hilarious. And then I was like, then I realized they were starting the 13-hour one. I just pressed pause on it. I just couldn't. Because I'm like, I have to be in the right frame of mind. I got to, you know.
That is so long that would be a work 2 days for me to get through that. Maybe, well, let's see. Since depending on how much time I actually spend driving, that might be a whole week of podcasts for me. Because I do, you know, I only drive so much, and the rest of the time I'm out of the truck, like, working.
Right, right.
You know, so 13 hours, that might, good thing, the good news is I don't have to listen to an hour and a half of it, because that was the part that I was on, and I don't go back and listen to it.
I'll definitely re-listen to that again. So a lot of times, actually almost every night, I fall asleep listening to a podcast.
Do you set the little timer?
I used to. Now I just don't. But and I'll sometimes dream about things that are happening in the podcast. So maybe I turn it on, have a couple of dreams. And I'm not going to sleep for 13 hours. That's never happened in my life. I'll sleep for at most 4. But during those 4 hours, maybe I'll have a little ABCD back dreams.
They would be very intrigued to hear those dreams, I'm sure. I have dreams that I can really only share off air.
Okay.
So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell Mike my dreams.
All right.
And that'll be this episode of Nerds United. We appreciate you. You've made it. Give yourselves a round of applause and a square of applause as well.
Yes.
Why not? and go to jitterymonkey.com/shop. And this weekend, before the 20th. So you have until Sunday. You can save 20% on your order.
Yes.
You should do it. Mike already did it while we were sitting here.
Well, I no, because I couldn't multitask. I have it in my cart, and then I have to get Nolan's, I believe.
All right. Mike is ready. You, too, should be ready. Get those dialing fingers ready. The do home it. Shopping network from your mobile device.
Yes.
JitteryMonkey.com/shop. Yes. Get your Nerds United gear and all of your shirts, be it Five Heart Podcast, Positive Cynicism, or Mondo the Monkey from My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast. You can get that as well. And you can also check out a couple of other of Kevin's designs on ProWrestlingTees.com/My 1-2-3 Cents. So that's it. Those are our plugs. This is our show. We'll see you next time for Nerds United. I'm Greg Mahochko.
I'm Mike Luther.
And we remind you to be kind.
And rewind.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.